Reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 9, Text 19. Responsively, please. Evam eva. In this way. Kalu. Indeed. Mahat. To great personality. Abhichara, in the form of envy. Atikrama, the limits of offense. Karthanye, Karthanyena, always. Atmane, unto oneself. Palati gives the result. Evameva kalu mahad abhi charat atikrama karthanyena atmane palati. Anybody? Palati. Okay.
Evam eva kalu mahat abhicharati krama karthanyena atmane palati.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When an envious person commits an offense before a great person, great personality, he is always punished in the way mentioned above. Please repeat after me. When an envious person commits an offense before a great personality, he is always punished in the way mentioned above. Text 20, translation and purport. So, maybe we can go word by word translation and purport. Please repeat after me. Na, not. Va, or. Etat, this. Vishnudat, O Maharaj Parikshit, who was protected by Lord Vishnu. Mahat, a great. Adbhutam, wonder. Yat, which. Asambramam, lack of perplexity. Swasira chedane, when the chopped off the head. Apatite, was about to happen. Api, even though. Vimukta, completely liberated from. Deha adiatmana bhavam, the false bodily concept of life. Sudrada, very strong and tight. Hrudaya granthinam, of those whose knot within the heart. Sarvasattva surud atmanam. Surud atmanam. A person who in their hearts always wish well to all living entities. Nirvairanam. Who do not find anyone as their enemy. Sakshat, directly. Bhagavata, of Godhead. Animesha, invincible time. Arivara, and the best of weapon, and the best of weapons, the Sudarshan Chakra, Ayudhena, by him who possesses the weapons, Apramattena, not agitated at any time, Taitai, by those respective, Bhavai, moods of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parirakas, Parirak, Syamana Nama, of persons who are protected, Tatpadamulam, at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Akutaschit, from nowhere, Bayam, fear, Upasrustanam, of those who have taken complete shelter, Bhagavata, of devotees of the Lord, Paramhansanam, of the most liberated persons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Sukadeva Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, O Vishnurat, those who are always ready know that the soul is separate from the body, who are liberated from the invincible knot in the heart, who are always engaged in welfare activities for all living entities, and who never contemplate harming anyone, are always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, and acts as a supreme time to kill the demons and protect his devotees. The devotees always take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, at all time, even if threatened by dissipation, they remain unagitated. For them, this is not at all wonderful. Purport. These are some of the great qualities of a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, the devotee is firmly convinced of his spiritual identity. He never identifies with the body. He is firmly convinced that the spirit soul is different from the body. Consequently, he fears nothing. Even though his life may be threatened, he is not at all afraid. He does not even threat an enemy like an enemy. Such are the qualifications of devotees. Devotees are always fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord is always eager to give them all protection in all circumstances. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Now thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 5th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Supreme Character of Jad Bharat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गुरु। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। When an envious person commits an offense before a great personality, he is always punished in the way mentioned above. Text 20. Sukadeva Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, "O Vishnurat, those who always know that the soul is separate from the body, who are liberated from the invincible knot in the heart, who are always engaged in welfare activities for all living entities, and who never contemplate harming anyone, are always protected by the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries his disc, the Sudarshan disc, and acts as a supreme time to kill the demons and protect his devotees. The devotees always take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, at all times, even if threatened by decaptivation, they remain unagitated. For them, this is not at all wonderful." So, envious persons commits an offense before a great personality, he is always punished by so many means, because he has committed offense against the powerful personality. So here the rogues and thieves, they were envious and they wanted sense gratification to fulfill their own desires. So naturally they went to Goddess Kali and wanted to offer her bali or offer her some flesh of a very nice personality such as Jad Bharat Maharaj. So they forgot that Jad Bharat Maharaj is pure devotee, and they wanted to offer his body to Goddess Kali. So Goddess Kali, she punished them by killing them with her sword. She punished them all, rogues, all rogues. So offense committed against any superior personality results in a devastation. Then in text 20, Srila Sukadeva Goswami says to Maharaj Parikshit, "O Vishnurat, the pure devotees such as Jad Bharat Maharaj is, or he knows very well that he is not this body, but his spirit soul, separate from body. So this is a very foundation of spiritual life. If you want to build big spiritual life, then we have to have a solid foundation. And that solid foundation is to understand that we are not this body, but we are the spirit soul. So this has to be remembered all the time, even if we are liberated, even if we go back to home, back to Godhead, and eternally situated there. A pure devotee always keeps in mind that he is not the body. He is the spirit. Achinta khalu ye bhava na tarkena vidyate. We cannot conceive matter, or other way around, we cannot conceive spiritual, anything spiritual, with our material senses, material body, any material things, such as stethoscope, telescope, microscope, has no scope of any kind to understand the spiritual nature of soul. But a pure devotee, he knows, and he is always remains situated on spiritual platform. And because he is situated in spiritual platform, he never regret or never becomes victim of ignorance. Because he knows very well he is the spirit soul, anti-material particle, not this product of this material world. The body is a product of material world, but a pure devotee knows I am not body. We have seen in the example of Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada had 2 heart attacks going to America. Just in the beginning, Arbi Samudra. Just in the beginning. And it was massive heart attack. If third one had come, Prabhupada writes in his diary that I will not survive. And naturally, third one didn't come. So we are all saved by due to that reason. But Prabhupada had firm conviction that I am not this material body. I am the spirit soul. So he did not make U-turn from halfway journey. So welfare act and always engages in welfare activities, such divine personality. So the topmost welfare that we can offer to humanity at large is to make them understand you are not this body. And with this very mistake that I am the body becomes the root cause of our suffering. It's a body which suffers. But because the soul becomes one with the body, the soul gets suffering. Otherwise, soul is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. This is the nature of the soul. But because of the association with material world, material body, material everything, he thinks that he is also matter. He thinks that he is the product of this material world. But a pure devotee knows that he is not this material body. He is something beyond. And that is spiritual body. Yeah, I am the spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. So, this understanding that I am not this body, but I am the spirit soul, is the foundation on which we can develop our spiritual life. If you miss this point, or forget this point at any time, any moment, immediately there will unlimited distress is coming to us. So Prabhupada in the purport goes on to say that Jad Bharat Maharaj was a pure devotee. And even though they were trying to kill him and about to kill him, still he was not protesting. He was just taking mercy of Krishna. It is up to Krishna. But Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. Those devotees whom, or when Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can save him. And if Krishna wants to save somebody, nobody can kill him. So, we have seen in the example of Lord Nityananda, who was very compassionate towards Jagai and Madai. He was very compassionate. Let me make these rogues into devotees so that they can enjoy bliss, spiritual bliss. But on the contrary, Jagai and Madai, they hit Nityananda's head with broken part. And even though Lord Nityananda did not become angry, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not, Sisi Panchatattva ki, he could not bear the beating or hitting of Lord Nityananda. He immediately ran to the scene and tried to call his Sudarshan disc. But Lord Nityananda is very compassionate towards rogues. He said, "My dear Lord, please save them. Your incarnation is Patita Pavan. You have incarnated to deliver the miscreants. So please save them." And with his plea, Lord Nityananda's plea, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, leave them, not kill them. So a devotee goes other extreme. He tried to kill me, but I'll try to save him. Other extreme. So we have to Srila Prabhupada is saying in this purport that how pure devotee is acting. That pure devotee has a firm conviction, convinced, he is firmly convinced that his identity is spiritual and he acts on a spiritual platform. The materialist acts on material platform. Above material platform is sensual platform. The living entity is pulled and pushed by senses for sense gratification. And above that is mental platform. They are driven by mind to act in material way. And then intellectual platform, they can scrutinize. Yes, I am not the body, but the spirit soul. So Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing a point that a pure devotee, he is convinced that the spirit soul is different from the body. So this, Prabhupada is stressing every lecture, he is stressing the point that we are not this body, but we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we must serve him. And easiest service is chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the easiest method of serving Krishna. Minimum 16 rounds every single day. Then this becomes sadhana, our firm sadhana, practice every day. When we practice this every day, then sadhana bhakti higher atira udai. Rati, sadhana bhakti can give birth to intense attachment to Krishna. And rati gaad hai le, tar prem naam hai. When this rati becomes solidified by practicing sadhana bhakti, then that solid rati, solid attachment to Krishna turns into prema or love of Godhead. It gives birth to love of Krishna. But we have to perform this sadhana bhakti very carefully, 16 rounds very carefully, execute all services very carefully. Srila Rupa Goswami says that devotional service must be performed with utmost enthusiasm. Not like dead man, you know, I have to do this, so let me get over with it. Quick. No, he performs devotional service with great enthusiasm. Here is one chance for me to serve the Lord. When he finished that service, here is another chance to serve the Lord. Here is a third chance to serve the Lord. And he is around the clock very busy serving Lord. Because material activity will be futile. It will be all waste of time. Because we are not matter. We are not this body. We are spirit. And spirit, if he engages or spirit engages into spiritual activities, then it's a right setup in a same gender. Spiritual activity, and we are spirit soul. So by this we can become totally blissful if we can execute pure devotion to Krishna, which is our dharma. A living entity cannot remain idle for a second. Nachatasmad kshanamapi jatu tishtasya akarmakrit. Karmakrit. A living entity cannot remain without acting, without doing something. It has to continuously do something. Even in the sleep, mind goes on and body goes on and so living entity has to do something every minute. So why not turn that doing into Krishna's doing? Let me do it for Krishna. Then automatically Krishna says, Bibharmi ham. I carry what they lack and I protect what they have. Yoga kshema vahami ham. When we completely surrender to Krishna, Prabhupada says in purport, that such are the qualifications of devotees. Devotees are always fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dependent, surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Lord is always eager to give him protection in all circumstances. So if we submit ourselves to Krishna totally, sat percent, if you totally depend and surrender, become sincere to serve Krishna, then Krishna gives the boon here that I protect. Sarvadharman pradita jimamekam sarva. Aham tvam sarvapapevya mokshayishyami vasati. I'll deliver you from all sinful reactions. So, we have to depend on Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna takes care of our yoga and ksham. He takes care of our needs. Ta man manaska mat prana. Those inhabitants of Raj, they have given up their lives, air, their life, soul for me. And they cannot, even for one fraction of a second, they cannot deviate their mind away from me. Taman manaska. Madartya tyakta loka dharma. For me, they have given up lok dharma, kautumbik dharma, all dharma. And just they surrender unto me. They want to serve me. So for such devotees, I directly protect them. So this is the symptoms of pure devotee, pure devotion, in whose heart Bhava has manifested. The characteristic of Bhava is Srila Rupa Goswami describing in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What is that? The kshanti avritya kalatvam virakti mana sunyata asa baddha samutkantha namagani rachadaruchi prithita dvasati stale asaktitan asaktitad guna khyane prithita dvasati stale iti adaryor bhavankurejane. Whoever has developed their bhava, a stage before love, before prema. One who has developed bhava, bhavankure jane, he is called jata bhakta. Means kshanti, he is most tolerant. Again, Nityananda, he wanted to deliver Jagai Madai. They hit him on the head. But he is kshanti, he is tolerant, he is tolerating. So this is the symptoms of those who have developed their bhava, their love for Krishna. Kshantir, avyartha kalatvam. And then he doesn't waste single moment of his time, always engaged in Krishna's transcendental loving devotional service. Always engaged. Avyartha kalatvam. He doesn't waste single moment of his life, always renders transcendental service, transcendental devotional service to the Lord. Kshanti ravyartha kalatvam. Virakti, he is detached from material world. Virakti mana sunyata. And he does not accept any kind of respect for himself. He is always offering respect to others. Virakti mana sunyata. Ashabaddha. Samutkanta. He is always very patient. One day Krishna will bestow his mercy on me. One day Srila Prabhupada bestow his mercy on me. Patience. Asabaddha samutkanta. He is always very eager to please the Lord. Samutkanta. Prititada vasati stalayan namagane sadaruchi. He has developed taste for chanting holy name. He wants to chant. He cannot stop chanting. So that is bhavankure jane. One who has developed their bhava, a stage before love, prem. These are the characteristics. Santi ravyartha kalatam virakti mana sunyata asabaddha samutkanta namagane sadaruchi asakti tadguna kyane priti tad vasati stale. And he is always very, very eager. He loves staying in the dham where Lord has performed his transcendental pastimes. Priti tadavasati stale. He loves to stay in Vrindavan, Mayapur, Raj, Mathura, Ayodhya. He loves to stay where Lord has performed his pastimes. So this is Bhavankure Jane, those who has developed their bhava, their attraction for Lord. These are the characteristics. So, devotees are always fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord is always eager to give them all protection in all circumstances. This is a purport of a purport. So I'll stop here. Any question anybody has? Any question? Yes.
My question is not here. I'm not speaking too much. Okay. Ima prava pažnja, kad često govoriš, tu bi je uključen u službu. I mnogo puta imam osjećaj da pričam samo o čistim bhaktama.
Okay, can you please say it again?
Često govori uvijek uključen u svoje ljudi.
Often speaks that we should always be engaged in
transcendental service. To znači da on govori samo čistim faktom.
So, does it mean that he's only speaking about pure devotees?
No, he's speaking about all devotees. Pure or impure. They all should be performing devotional service to Krishna. Whether pure or impure. In a pure state, he is rendering pure devotional service. And in non-pure state, he is trying to serve it with offenses or with force or with other means. But in a pure state, he is spontaneously attracted to serve the Lord. So that's the main difference. In impure state, he may be forced, or he has to push himself even. But in pure state, they both are serving. They have to serve. Madha Bhakti Labhate Param. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarvesh Bhuta Ishu Madha Bhakti Labhate Param. Pure devotee renders para bhakti, pure bhakti. And impure devotees, they render service out of necessity, out of serving, out of force, out of push. But they're both rendering devotional service. Is that okay? Any other question?
How is determined
who is
pure devotee and who is not?
What is the destination for the devotees who are not pure?
Okay. What is the definition of pure and impure devotees? That's what it is. A pure devotee always act to please the Lord, and he does not care for his happiness, or he doesn't care anything. Only aim of pure devotee is to serve the Lord in the purest form, without expecting anything. Ahaituki apratiyata. Constant devotion and without any expectation devotion. Only aim for a pure devotee is to please the Lord. He does not care about his happiness. He cares about happiness of the Lord. So that is pure devotee. Pure devotee's definition is that definition of pure bhakti. Anya Abhilasa Sunyam Gyan Karma Dhanavrutam Anukula and Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. This is pure bhakti. And one who renders pure bhakti is a pure devotee. So pure bhakti means Anya Abhilasa Sunya. There is no expectation or desire in return of any kind of desire for return or for anything. He just want to render devotional service to please the Lord and not to please himself. But when he pleases himself automatically, when he pleases Lord, he is automatically pleased. So, Anya Abhilasa Sunya Gyan Karma Dhanavrutam. And leaving aside speculative knowledge and karma kanda, acting on his own interest. Karma kanda means my interest is to go to heavenly planets and enjoy heavenly delights, heavenly pleasure. No aspiration for that. So, Anya Abhilasa Sunya Gyan Karma Dhanavrutam. No karma kanda, no jnana kanda, suska jnana kanda. But anukulan Krishna anusilan. Favorably, he is serving Krishna the way Krishna would like, the way pure devotee guru would like, the way pure Vaishnavas would like. That is how he would serve devotees and Lord. Anukulan Krishna Anusilan. That bhakti is pure bhakti. And one who executes this pure bhakti is a pure devotee. And non-devotee or Kanishtha Adhikari, they are interested in their own gain. How will I get some gain for myself? From rendering devotional service, from piety, going to heaven, kshine punyam rutti lokam vishanti, when punya finishes, come back again. So this is alloyed, mixture. I want to please my senses, sense gratification. That's not pure devotee. He serves Lord, so that he can become happy, peaceful, blissful, sense gratification. He can have all these things. That's why he is worshipping Lord or serving God. This is mixed, not unalloyed. It is alloyed. It is mixture. So then it is Kanishtha state. It is not pure devotee. Third class devotee. But devoted. Any other question? Yes.
You said about the devotional chanting.
Yes,
I'm interested in how can I nourish the devotional chanting in the material world? Because at the time there's a lot of distractions, and at the time it comes to the more to routine.
Mechanical chanting. It becomes mechanical chanting. Goes on and... So how to?
What can I do?
Do to enhance your chanting. If you remember all the time while chanting that I want to chant purely Suddhanam. Suddhanam means you have to avoid 10 offenses. And you must know 10 offenses. You know 10 offenses. So you have to avoid those 10 offenses. And how to avoid those 10 offenses? By not committing 10 offenses. By not indulging into it. Becoming serious and sincere. Do not commit an offense. And there are subtle offenses which are kutinati, which are adoration, distinction, honor. These are the subtle weeds, offenses, to the holy name. Adoration, distinction, honor. So how can you enhance your chanting? Practical tips can be you chant in association with devotees, or whenever your mind goes off, you bring him back. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha uchyate. Vairagya, practice detachment. At least 2 hours sannyas. While we are chanting, we should take 2 hours sannyas. Sannyas means detaching ourselves from material world. So those 2 hours, we have to take instant sannyas. Take it and give it up. Take it and give it up. Because we have other material desires. So we have to become serious, sincere, chanting with devotees, chanting with Gurudev, and giving utmost priority to chanting early part of the day. Your first business in a day is to chant your rounds. So if you become serious, sincere, and always apply our mind to chanting holy name, and if mind doesn't dwell on chanting holy name, the real reason for that is Krishna is telling Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagya, not enough vairagya. Wherever, whomever, whatever we are attached to, our mind goes there. But if you are attached to Krishna, if you have developed love for Krishna, then our mind will only dwell in Krishna. Yatha, you know yuti nam, yuto, cha you know yatha. Mano abhiramati tadvat. Hey Krishna, let my mind dwell on you or get attached to you like young girl on a young boy to the young girl. Their mind is always attached to one another. So we have to withdraw our mind every time. So withdrawing mind means abhyas and vairagya. So we have to do constant practice and 2 hours detachment from material world. 2 hours sannyas for chanting. I have no attachment. I don't want to do anything with material world for 2 hours. I want to give all my energy to chanting. Serious and sincere. Then we can do best chanting. Suddhanam. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes?
Ja sam često čuo po raznim seminarima.
He also heard in many seminars.
He also heard?
I'm just translating part of the
part. Okay, he also heard?
He heard in many seminars.
I sad je on također rekao?
He heard in seminar?
He often is heard. In many seminars.
Many seminars, okay.
And he also says now
that we should
chant minimum 16 rounds.
Yes.
You think that within Razet Bhakti?
But I see devotees.
You most Uchai Prabhupada.
And also in my case.
Uchai Prabhupada Stari Bhakti.
And also Prabhupada Disciples.
Oni su usvojili standard 16. Znači, usvojili su maksimalno 16. Te su bakte, počeo od mene, usvojili maksimum 4, a ne minimum.
Aha, they have...
What is the upper limit for chanting?
Ne, uslov je standard 16. On je rekao minimum 16, a ne standard.
The Prabhupada said minimum, we should chant minimum
16.
But this is not the standard.
The standard is set by Lord Chaitanya and by Krishna. And that is Kirtaniya Sadhari, Trunadapi Sunichena, Tarareva Saisnana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadhari. So that's the standard. satatam, this is Lord Chaitanya. And Krishna says, satatam kirtayantu mam. Satat, always. Kirtayantu mam. Yatantascha dradavrataha kathayantascha mam nitya. Oh, sorry, I mixed both two sloka in one. Satatam kirtayantu mam. Yatantascha dradavrataha namasyantascha mam nityam. Anyway. Nitya yukta. Nitya yukta. Nitya hamish. All the time. Yukta. Engaged all the time in kirtan. In congregational chanting. Or chanting japa. So standard is set by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. Always. Chant my holy name. Kirtaniya sadahari. But we could not do it. So acharyas cut it in half. 128 rounds. Saridas Thakur. So we could, even that, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, okay, cut it another half, 64 rounds. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple, they used to chant 64 rounds. Even Prabhupada used to chant 64 rounds. So, when he gave Diksha in New York, first Diksha, Prabhupada said, chant 64 rounds. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur standard, what he got from his guru. And 15 days later they came back, say, Prabhupada, this is impossible. This is impossible. Because of the Western body, Prabhupada thought, yes, it is maybe too much for them. Addicted in, you know, sense gratification, smoking, this, that. It is too much. Let me cut into the half. He said, okay, 32 rounds, go back and chant 32 rounds. That they couldn't do. They came back again, the first batch, disciple of Prabhupada. Prabhupada, impossible. This we cannot do. 32 rounds. He says, Prabhupada says, 16, bus, and no less. This is it. So then, that is how 16 figure came. But the standard is, satatam kirtayantu mam. Kirtaniya sadahari. Around the clock, we should chant the holy name. Is that answers your question?
It's almost not impossible full time chant.
It's impossible to chant all the time.
He said it is impossible? What? Huh?
Chant all the time.
It is impossible to chant all the time? What does he say? What does he say? Yeah, so then cut half and half and half, 16, and maybe from our batch on, you know, the next batch from Prabhupada disciples, they might cut into half, who knows. And then again cut into half and half, and nothing will be left. But that day did not come yet. 16. 16. Who knows, Kali Yuga may progress very severely, and the acharyas to come, they might have to cut into half, 8 rounds. It may happen, I don't know, I'm speculating. I'm just speculating, but not yet. Okay. Yes, Ananta Prabhu. Comment. Yes. You answer your question.
This is difficult. Regarding chanting, we have this.
Difficult.
And the very important and the easiest method, and how to come to the Bhava. Can you kind of share your realization with the chanting? Because you're chanting for 40 years.
Yeah, because my experience is because I am old now, 72, and drastically going towards, you know, leave this body. I am trying to push as much as I can to give all my energy into chanting. And at the age of 70, the real fact is one should retire completely from everything, preaching and everything, and just do his own bhajan. That's what people, you know, think about Nirjan Bhajan, a young disciple of Prabhupada. It's not for them. But at the age of 70 or 75, after 75, one must concentrate on his own bhajan, his own chanting and devotion to Krishna. Concentrate constantly, around the clock. But even though he may be on the road preaching, his mood will be, how can I chant myself nice rounds, devotion, how can I devote myself more and more? So that's a realization at the end of the life, that now that end has come, no other priority. The kids are gone, money is gone, jobs are gone, body is gone, house is gone, wife is gone, and you are just only body is left, and that's it. And even body, ahar, nindra, bhai, maithun becomes lesser and lesser. Eating, sleeping, meeting, dependent, it becomes, comes to an end. So then Dhruva Maharaj, he ate only leaves and then flowers and then air, and then he left the air also. And then pure devotees, they can quit their body when they want to. That is pure devotee. So right time, right moment, they leave their body. So this is what I think. I should really get into my sadhana, and that means reading intensely, chanting intensely, preaching intensely. Everything intensity should increase rather than any kind of sense gratification. One cannot do any sense gratification anyway. The body is finished. What sense gratification old body can have? Eating? No. You can't eat. If you eat, it will be very difficult to digest. And if you digest, very difficult to take it out. Very difficult. Very difficult. So eating is finished. Sleeping, you hardly can get sleep. Sleeping becomes reduced quite a bit. Body, you know, sleeping becomes reduced. There is no question of mating and defending. Body becomes totally invalid for anything. So that's why people keep dogs in Western world. Because no, everything is gone. They want to love, but who? Whom they want to reciprocate with who? They can't reciprocate with anybody. So then they want to love dog. Dog wants to love master. Dog is very, very faithful to the master. So like that, my realization is I should intensify my bhajan, pujan, and prepare to go back to home, back to Godhead. Prepare. It should be preparation. So that's how I think. I have to prepare. And I am prepared. I am prepared. Nothing is left. No sense gratification. Nothing is left means only one thing is left, and that is Krishna consciousness. So that is prepared. Leaving aside everything, and only have one thing, that is Krishna. That is preparation. Any other question? Is that okay? Any other question? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. I was just thinking about the quick death.
You were thinking about?
Quick death.
Yes.
How important is that for us? How we can prepare ourselves and plan it? Because we don't know how it will be, how it looks like. And we don't know how it will. And we are actually afraid of not to be prepared properly, because I know that the extreme pressure, not that spray for people to come out. They're like a swan, like goes with the neck, going through the...
Yes.
Lots of water around, like he can have pain in the body, but he can remain thinking about Krishna's words. I'm just thinking about how to really prepare. I mean, that really even not being in the moment afraid and don't think about other things. That really, okay, Prabhupada Krishna, that is really in this moment when you feel it.
So that's preparation. You said it. Prabhupada and Krishna. That remains at the end. And everything, from everything else we withdraw. And just put our mind, consciousness, false ego, intelligence, everything, just wind it up and place it at Krishna's lotus feet. Remembering Him, talking about Him, anything we are left with. And if you are go to coma, don't worry. You know, still Krishna is there. Prabhupada says Krishna comes at the end as a death or as a name, holy name. So I have seen my mother, how she passed away. She was have massive heart attack. But she remembered holy name. She remembered Krishna. She remembered donation for brahmanas and temple and all this. She told me, here is donation in my pocket. And she chanted holy name. And I fight with her. Don't chant. Meditate on Krishna. Many doctors are saying, you cannot speak. So I was saying, don't speak. Meditate on Krishna. She said, I'm taking holy name. And she fight with me. Why are you saying not to chant? I'm taking holy name. And as soon as she said, I'm taking holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, gone. She said, Hare Krishna, gone. So this is preparation. That withdraw everything from everywhere. And, you know, concentrate, give all energy to Krishna. If you practice whole life, it's very easy. It will be easy. If you practice. But if you don't practice, then it will be frightening. But if you practice, then yes, I have to leave these material things out behind, and I have to come to you, my dear Lord. So please handle the situation, and Krishna does handle for devotees. Even if devotee goes in coma and no consciousness much, Krishna definitely, Krishna is not thankless. He's very thankful. He's bhakta vatsal. He is very, very affectionate towards his devotees. So, rest assured ourselves that Krishna will take care of it, whole thing. Because it is frightening experience to go through the other births, other body, other 8,400,000 different species. Frightening. I don't want to. We can go back to home, back to Godhead, or we can be under Krishna's protection. Even though we may be in material world. Krishna, other Krishna. protection. He can give us pure devotion again, which is blissful. Pure devotion is the only bliss. Any other question? Huh? You can hear. Yeah. Even if you go to coma, you can hear, and you will naturally will get attracted to the holy name. But Krishna will come, definitely. Definitely. In the form of holy name. Prabhupada says he will come in the form of holy name. Or at least he will come in the form of death. Mrityu sarvaharami ham. So to take away everything and give himself to the devotee, he will come. Any other question? Okay. Sorry to take you a long time. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Sisi Pancha Tattva ki. Radha Shyam Sundi Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. God Prema.